Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Oh, wow. We're already on the first day of August. Well, guess what that means? The first Sunday in August is our sunrise service. And I don't want you to forget to put that on your list today. Put that on your calendar. August 6th. Family, I want you to keep me prayed up. Keep the sunrise prayed up. Keep it all together in our minds. Because you know what? I need you, family. I need you. I'm super excited. This year is Journey of the Soul. I'm excited to see how everything is going to unfold. I'm just amazed at how God is always doing God stuff. So we're going to get started with Beyonce. We should not start.
Follow where you are.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Beyonce, Wishing on a Star. Wow, I'm wishing on a star. All right, family, we're going to get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power, one presence. And on this slide, we recognize that great spirit known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent. Yes. And in this slide, I want you to just become very present. Present with the breath, family. Because sometimes we forget to breathe. There's power in the breath, family. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. Breathe, family, breathe. I want you to breathe in through your nose. Breathe in deep into the diaphragm and into your heart. And I want you to hold it to the count of eight and hold it to the point of vibration. And then I want you to release, family, remembering there is power in the breath. So in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. Just breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Just breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Last time. Breathe. Be still and know that I am God. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious, precious Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking, God, that every word of my mouth, every meditation of my heart will come from the transcending power, God. I'm asking you to come and speak every word, God. I'm asking you to come and take over this line right now, God. I'm asking you to remove all of me that I may come empty in this right now moment, God, that my thoughts will be your thoughts, my words will be your words, and every cell in my body will be filled by the higher presence, God, that I will speak your words in this prayer, God. I ask you to release any unforgiveness from my heart this morning, God. I ask you that I may come clear and empty, God, that my thoughts and words are yours, God, that every word of this prayer, God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit. Spirit and bring forth a fresh anointing over me right now, God. Bring forth a fresh anointing over each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and just let us surrender to the will of you right now, God, that we know that it is you, God. I'm asking you to come and raise the vibratory energy of this call, God. I'm asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your doors, your heaven, and pour out a blessing, God. I'm asking you to pour out a blessing of financial substance that will blow our mind this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless our relationships, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and just come, Holy Spirit, and let us feel you in our consciousness. Let us be connected to the oneness, God, of the everlasting glory of who you are as we make manifest the glory of you in this right now moment, God. I just give thanks, God. Sometimes the only thing you can say is thank you, God. Sometimes you think if you didn't, even if you had a million tongues, it wouldn't be enough to say thank you, God. And so today, God, I just say thank you. Thank you for the knowing. Thank you for the knowing, God, that all things are always good. Thank you for the knowing that we can surrender, God. Thank you for new ideas. Thank you for multi-million dollar inventions, God. Father God, as we come today, speaking from the transcending power of my I am that I am present, I absolutely just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this right now moment. As I invite and invoke the presence of you in this call, I give thanks. Thank you. And so it is. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, Father. As you just say, thank you for the breath, God. Being able to breathe, God. Thank you for all that is. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the clouds, the rain, the sky. Thank you for the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil. Thank you for all the universe. Good morning, universe. Good morning, universe. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the ethers. And good morning to our most beneficent angelic family as we invite and invoke the angels. Good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke the archangels. Good morning, archangels. As we invite and invoke the ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters. And as we invite and invoke our spirit guide and our master guides. Good morning, spirit guides and master guides. Good morning. As we pay homage to the ancestors this morning. Good morning to those who have walked this journey before. Good morning as we pay homage to the very essence of those who sacrificed their lives, those who left a legacy called us, those known ancestors and unknown ancestors. And as we speak the name of those we know, we give love and pay homage. Miss Anastasia McAdoo, I love you, Mom. Colette Grant, I love you. And to your known ancestors, we speak those names and we bring them into the consciousness of this oneness right now, giving thanks as we invite and invoke our known and unknown ancestors into this call. We give thanks. And as we pay homage to those who will come behind us, we send love. And as we stop and just honor the gift, call you, pay a homage to the presence of ourselves, giving thanks for the gift called me, for the gift called you, that God sent to the planet as us. And so in this right now moment, we just give thanks as we honor the presence of ourselves. Good morning, family. Good morning to the all of you all. All of my kings and queens. All my millionaires and billionaires. Love, love to the family. Peace, peace. To the gods and goddesses. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I'm super, super, super excited. We're getting closer and closer to the Sunrise Service, family. That's August 6th. Just want to remind you, Sunday is here. And I got a certain peace. This is beyond my own comprehension. I just got a peace that God is going to bless and anoint the land and the soil and the process, the journey of the soul, family. This is ninth annual Sunrise Service. And so I'm honored to be present at this ninth annual. And so I'm excited that you and all your loved ones and friends and family, we will gather together one Sunday at the lake to release, to praise, to love, to transform. And it's going to be powerful, riveting. Oh, I'm super excited. So I just want to make sure you have that on your calendars. That's August 6th. Don't forget to wear your white. Don't forget to bring a chair. Don't forget to be there. 5:30 is when we kind of just honor the sun, meet and greet. And 6 is when we get started. We got the drum divas this year. That's going to open us up with the beat of the drum. We are on the session, and it's going to be the ancestry piece as we pay homage to Nisha. And so on this day, I just want to remind you of the Sunrise Service this year, August 6th. Don't forget, Carla LaVoe Hawkins will be honoring the gift that God has downloaded into her spirit. And we will be breaking bread on Saturday at 9 o'clock to honor the presence that God has given her to share with the world. And so on this day, on Saturday, don't forget to call 708-878-1633. Get your tickets. Don't delay. And let's support Miss Carla LaVoe Hawkins. And that is going to be an amazing event of love. An amazing gift to break bread together, to remind us that God is still doing amazing things on the planet. And you don't want to miss this opportunity to come together in love and break bread with one of the most precious gifts God put. That's Carla LaVoe Hawkins. Her prayer breakfast is Saturday at 9 o'clock at the Hawkins Mansion. Yes, yes. I tell you. And if you're in Chicagoland area, after you leave, don't forget to meet the trolley. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Saturday, they're going to be giving away a house. Fully, not fully furnished, but it's fully finished. Hardwood floors, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 bathrooms. And I'm talking about a beautiful brick bungalow, family. They're going to be giving that away on Saturday. I think it's got my name on it. Do it have your name on it? Well, I'm praying that if it don't have mine, that it has yours on it. That somebody from the Love Journey can win a home. Now, the only catch to it, you got to live in it for 5 years. At least. But it can be yours. It can be somebody's. And so Saturday, that's going to be happening. We had a great weekend of events, and I just want you to know that God is still on the throne, and God is doing some amazing things this year. And I don't want you to be not in a place to get your blessing. Sometimes we're not in a place of getting our blessings, family. All right, family, I'm going to play Worth by Anthony Brown. God saw your life was worth living in. Then we're going to get started by reading The Science of the Mind. And we're going to talk about surrender today. Yeah, I was in a place of surrendering this morning because I was like, God, what am I going to talk about? And I was looking such and such, and I just said, shh, And I surrendered. And I was like, that's what we're going to talk about. All right. Work right here on the love journey. Today was August 1st, so really, I'm still in July. I didn't even open the August book. But this is this one I wanted to read. You, the perfect creation. St. Augustine said, "Thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless until they find themselves in thee." Let me say that again. Thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless until we find thyself in thee. In The Science of the Mind, on page 408 in the book called The Science of the Mind, generic man must be held up in the mind of God as a complete and perfect manifestation of the divine. Let me read that again. Generic man must be held in the mind of God as a complete and perfect manifestation of the divine. All right, here's what the magazine says today. So here's the truth. And here it is. You are a perfect creation of an intelligent universe. You have been given a unique set of gifts and talents that only you can express. You see, Father, there is a power within you that is unstoppable once it's activated. It is activated by your realization of it, your surrender to it, and your belief and trust in it. Beautifully, you are never alone. You see, that creative force is always with you, loving you as its very own. This is your time. You have come into the planet to express your unique gifts and talents, and only you can express them. Let me say that again. This is your time. You have come onto the planet to express your unique gifts and talents that only you can express. It's never about comparing ourselves to other people because you are incomparable. For some of you, it may be difficult to imagine yourself as so important to the full expression of the whole, but indeed, that is the truth of you. We can waste time in focusing on our past mistakes and failures, or we could pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, forgive ourselves, and get on with the business of truly living. The world is waiting for your unique offering. The universal intelligence is constant in its love for you and its guidance and sourcing. It loves us unconditionally. We only have to believe and trust and then receive and allow its full expression as our life. We just got to allow. Isn't that just interesting? We just got to allow. Meaning we have to let go of what we think and then just allow the full expression of how God wants to show up through us, this universal intelligence, this incomparable, undeniable spirit that lives in us as us. And it loves us unconditionally. We only have to believe and trust and then receive and allow its full expression as our life. The time is now, not next week or next year. Begin to love yourself right now and set yourself free to soar. Set yourself free to soar. To release the ever-present person as you into the universe as you, that powerful, magnificent being. Today's affirmation, I rise in the supreme expression of all that I am. I delight in myself. I rise in the supreme expression of all that I am. I delight in my life. I love that I rise in the supreme expression of all that I am. I delight in my life. We're on August 1st. It's interesting. I was listening to a lady say, time is long, life is long, and we got to stop saying life is short. But oftentimes I think, when you're having fun, where did the time go? And I'm really having fun with my life. It's getting better and better every day in every way. We're going to talk about today, surrender. What does surrender really mean to you? One of my favorite definitions of surrender comes from a website, Tiny Buddha. Surrender is complete acceptance of what is, but also knowing it will be okay, even without my input. That last line signs the deal. You mean I don't have to figure it out? I don't have to try to fix, understand, or meet them? You mean there's a larger hand at work that's guiding? Something makes you go, Personally, I haven't always been good at this. In fact, I've been horrible at it for a lot of times. Maybe it could be my empathetic nature. Maybe it could be my controlling, thinking that if I had my hands on it, it's going to work. Clinging to what I want or think I know more than something or someone else, so I got to jump in it. It probably has more to do with maybe even being a control freak, huh? Which I really didn't notice. But once I understood what surrender is, it's a relief. It's a relief that you can find people who can do something much better than you and get things done, and you can get support. And that they don't need your input once you give them the information. You see, coming face to face with how much you had to will things to happen and manipulate circumstances to turn out like what you think they should. Is it really all about the control? Me, my desires, and what I want? Even without consideration of what might be best for someone else, their life path, or the larger scale of the greater good? You see, surrendering means to let go of control of a person, a situation, a circumstance, or an outcome. Then guess what? This is really interesting. The need to control is rooted in fear. I know I'm going to cuss somebody today now. The need to control is rooted in fear. The need to control is rooted in fear. We're afraid of what will happen in a situation if it turns out differently than how we think it should. Should being the key word here. Why? Then do we try to control something? We assume that we know what's best. And omnipotently see through the eyes of spirit. When we control, we conclude that our agenda is best for everyone. The problem is that control stems from a personal projection, belief system, and attachment. Our attempt to prove our worth, to feel good and be right. See, surrender is the soul sister of trust. Somebody ought to tweet that one out. Surrender is the soul sister of trust. To surrender is to trust something greater than ourselves, which allows us to deepen our trust into the presence of God, into the universe, into Allah, into however you name the greater energetic expression of this universe. You see, Albert Einstein said that our greatest skill is to decide whether we believe in an altruistic, supportive universe or an antagonistic universe that is out to get us. Let me say that again. Let me say what Albert Einstein said. The greatest skill is to decide whether we believe in an altruistic support supportive universe or an antagonistic universe that is out to get us? Do you believe the universe has your back? Do you believe that life is a tough battle with many forces fighting against you? Do you believe in a glass that's half full or half empty? You see, when we have a positive sense of safety and stability initially rooted in loving, consistent parenting from our childhood, it might be easier to trust in something greater than ourselves. We believe that the universe will show up to do its part. It's supporting us and help will arrive. But I wonder, when we don't feel that sense of safety and stability, how easy is it to really give up that trust and surrender that the universe really do have our back, our fronts and our sides? You see, as we begin to trust, we move out of thinking. As we begin to trust, we got to get out of that logical mind and into the realm of spirit. A spiritual perspective invites us to see beyond the form. I'm talking about a trust that's unknown and unseen, to allow our heart and our third eye perspective, that inner small voice, to guide us and let go of a need to assume control, manipulation, and defeat. And to define it the way we need to. You see, there are certain issues that reveal our wavering doubt and occasional lack of trust in spirit's timing. Yes, I'm talking about timing, because we think it should be done on our time scale. Will I find my perfectly compatible life partner? Will I ever get married? Will I have children? Will I make the kind of money I desire and touch the number of people I wish with my work? You see, these doubts commonly take residence in our mind. And now we got to try on a code of trust. Literally, we got to learn to sit in silence and cloak ourselves with the feel of absolute knowing and deep trust that all our desires desire me. All my desires desire me. All your desires desire you, knowing that it is coming your way. We got to practice feeling spacious and easeful, eradicating the constriction and tightness of breath, which accompanies fear. So how do you surrender? You pimp your fear. What are you afraid of? What's the worst that can happen if you don't control the outcome? Is it true? Check out Biden Katie's The Work for this crucial question. Is it true? Is it absolutely true that your situation will be worse if it doesn't work out the way you think it should? Absolutely not. I can't tell you how many times I didn't know how, but it worked out when I really just was in a position where I just had to let go. See, we got to plug into the field of all possibilities. Attempting to control means we limit possibilities. As we surrender, we begin to open up to all options, especially those beyond what we can see or even imagine. You see, Deepak Chopra talks about plugging into the field of infinite possibilities and remembering our true nature. Our source energy is beyond our wildest imagination. For a moment, ponder with wonderment and awe the nature of life and who you really are. You are not forgotten to the universe. How can we use our meditation and breath work to relax our body and mind? My favorite is to repeat the mantra, let go, as I inhale and exhale. And on the inhale, I focus on the word let. In the exhale, I silently repeat the word go. While this is simplistic, it works. And in my mind, I'm saying, let. And as I exhale, I'm saying, go. We got to let go of the idea that there's something that we have to control when we can't. Sometimes we need to maybe use exercise and yoga to identify and release tension in your physical body. As you consciously begin to let go through your material body, you also begin to let go through your psychological body. This is crucial. Ask for help. Pray. Create a ritual to connect with your inner voice, with something greater than yourself. Practice developing your own deeply personal relationship with spirit. Build an altar to what is it you are struggling with. Use essential oils. Call on your higher mind. Buddha, God, to help you surrender. Jesus, whatever process you use. Because when we get down to it, surrender is truly one of the most powerful things we can do on the planet. Because surrender is complete acceptance. Surrender is letting go of what is and knowing that it is going to be all okay without your input. Yep, you don't have to figure it out. You don't have to try to fix it. And that's what I love about having trust in the unknown of the presence of God. Because there's a greater guidance. There's something bigger than all of us. And learning to surrender is a powerful concept. Because many times we think we have to go it alone or that we have all the answers, but that's not the case. So you're never walking alone, and it's important to leave space for greatest guidance to come into your life. Think about the word surrender. A lot of times it has a negative connotation because we kind of assume that surrender is giving up. We kind of think of it as failure. Failure and giving up, it kind of go hand in hand. But really, when you look at any process, any spiritual process or 12-step process, any transformational process, surrender to a higher power, surrender to your own desire, surrender to your own self-care, your own self-worth. You really want what your heart desires. That's the process. The first step of the 12-step process is to admit that you are not alone. Whenever we have to forgive, we have to accept what has happened to us. So surrender has become a very powerful tool in the transformational toolkit. I repeat to you, surrender is not failure. Surrender does not mean you have done something wrong. Surrender does not mean you are weak. Surrender does not mean you've given up. Surrender means that you want to break through into a higher level in your life. And you've come to admit that on some level, the way that you're currently operating is not serving you into coming into that next level. So you think about the areas that you're stuck. Are you stuck financially? Are you stuck physically? Are you stuck romantically? Are you stuck in your business? Maybe you're stuck in your body. There's so many ways we get stuck not moving forward and not having any progress. The thing that you have to consider in that area where you are stuck, now come on, your best thinking got you there. Your best thinking got you stuck. Consider that for a moment. Your best thinking got you where you are right now. What that means is that a new level of thinking has to come through, right? So that means that we have to open and surrender certain levels of thinking or belief systems in order for us to arise in certain directions. Let me say that again. You see, what we have to consider is the areas where we're stuck. Our best thinking got us there. Consider that for a moment. Your best thinking got you there. What that means is that a new level of thinking has to come through. That means that we have to open and surrender certain levels of thinking or belief systems in order for us to arise in certain directions. That's why many times we tend to meet transformation on our knees. That's why sometimes we meet these situations and we got to get down on our knees. Kind of remind me of that song, Lattimore. He said, I went down to the church. And I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, Lord, have mercy on your child. Lord, have mercy. I'm in misery. Because sometimes we got to surrender. A lot of times even people come to the love journey on their downtime. When something has gone wrong in their relationship, when something has gone wrong in life and they're looking for transformation or inspiration to change their life. And so in order to do that, we have to get very clear on the beliefs and the habits that we have that are really holding us back. So think about this for a second. When you think about the areas in your life where you're stuck, in fact, just think about one area in your life where you're stuck. Right. Think about one area where you want to break through. What has your belief system and your thought process in that area been up until now? Let's integrate that right now. Let's just think about in the one area where we feel some sense of not in progress. Think about the area where you need a breakthrough. What has your belief system? Come on, fam. What has your thought process been up until now in that area? Maybe it's been I'm not good enough. Maybe it's been I'm not creative. And maybe it's even been there's something wrong with me. My best days are behind me. Whatever it might be, really think about the thought process that really seems to keep you stuck. And then can your prayer be this week, dear God, dear source, dear higher power, I surrender this thinking to you. I know that this thinking has stopped me. Show me how to transform my thinking, God. Show me how to get rid of my unbelief system, God. Show me how to surrender this thinking that's held me back. Show me a new way of thinking, God, a new way of being, God. Because we know when we ask to be guided, when we ask for signs, life, God, the divine being will show up for you, give you signs specifically just for you so you can understand and know what they are. There's a very specific curriculum for you, and that process really is surrender. Surrender to the curriculum that has been downloaded into the goals of your soul. So if you're coming up a lot against a lot of resistance, life is really trying to show you something. Life is trying to show you that there's another way, another option that you have not considered up until now. So notice when you change your thinking, you think you are going to die. Mm-mm, you're not going to die. Everything's going to be all right. You're going to step into some uncertainty as your life starts to conform, but that's okay. The heart, the soul, and the spirit deals in uncertainty. So just for today, dear God, show me how I can change my thinking. There's my old belief system that I've had. Show me how I can change my thinking. There's my old belief system that I've had. Show me a new way of thinking, God. And I want you to really think about even let me know what belief system, what thought process that you had to let go of. Maybe it's been I'm not good enough. Maybe I put everybody else first instead of me. Whatever the thought process, let me know. Let me know what that new thought process is going to be. How are you going to surrender that frustration and being stuck? How are you going to surrender to that higher power and ask to be guided? Also, if you've done the surrender process before in the past, you've really asked for guidance, share your success. Share your success story. Some people are meeting us for the first time. Some people are veterans of personal growth and have a lot of experiences in this area. How have you let go? How would you apply surrendering today? And how would you find the courage to get out there, take action, and make it real? That's something to think about. How would you find the courage to take action, massive action, as you surrender to the presence and the knowing of all that is? Somebody, this message was meant to talk to you today. Because when we think we're in control, control is rooted in fear. The absolutely no. What do we do when there's nothing left to do? It's just surrender. What do you do when you're at your wit's end? Just surrender. And no matter how we want to look at it, surrender is an important tool in our personal growth. We can argue, we can try to fight, but we got to surrender. It's not about giving up. It's not about giving into failure. It's about giving into greater destiny. It's about giving into a bigger calling, into a bigger purpose. You see, that's a powerful concept, because many times we think we have to do it alone, that we have to have all the answers, but that's not the case. You're never walking alone. It's important to leave space for God's presence to come into your life and to work things out. Together we can grow into what we meant to be. And I just want to send you big love, because I know surrender can be a scary process. So as you move and you feel stuck, don't forget. That sometimes we got to move into that space of surrender. Surrender. And I just want to remind you, no matter how you may think you need to control it, there's a bigger plan out here. And when I tell you, God got you. Albert Einstein said it best. The universe is really friendly to our desires. The universe is friendly to our desires. That's my message today. It's time for those who feel some sense of stuckness, is to just allow the presence of the universe to shine through your soul, through the essence of your being, through the knowing that you know that you know that you know that God is all there is. If there's some sense of something showing up in your body, surrender to the presence and ask, why is this showing up in my body right now? If there's something showing up in my finances, let me surrender shining through me right now. What is it that the divine wants to express to me? What is it that God is trying to show me? And so I want you to ask yourself those questions. If you feel some sense of stuckness in some area, what is it that we can do differently? What is it that the divine wants to show through us? What is it that the divine is coming to express to us that's uniquely meant for us? You're having some sense of challenge in your body or finances or romantically or whatever. It's not a surprise to God. You see, that's not a surprise to God. You are equipped with the answer right now to shift, to transform that situation right now. Surrender to the call. So as we move through this day, I want you to just simply say, God, I surrender my old thinking to you right now. Shift my mindset, God. Give me a new way of thinking, God. And let my thinking be your thinking, God. Let me come empty so that I can feel the presence of you, so that I know that I know that you are all that I am in me. Show me, Holy Spirit. Guide me, Holy Spirit. Lead me, Holy Spirit, into the knowing that I am all that God is. Shift my mind. Teach me how to let go. Teach me how to release every cell in my body to you. Return every cell in my body to the highest vibration. Return this organ that may not be operating at its fullest right now, God. Show me how to release the thinking. Show me how to release the pattern and the behavior that this organ has moved into a space of not understanding the truth of what it is that is whole, perfect, and complete.
Holy Spirit, show me how to shift my financial thinking so that I can show up fully expressed financially as you. Holy Spirit, show me how to forgive in my relationship so that I can show fully expressed in love, God. Surrender to the will and the knowing that God is all there is. That's my message. Any questions, comments, or concerns, press star 6 on the teleconference line. And as you know, on the Blog Talk Radio, you have to press 1 and let me know you want to come in. If you have any comments, if you have any questions, if you want to let me know anything, comments, concerns, let's talk about it. I know surrendering can be a hard thought process sometimes. Surrendering can mean to you failure. Surrendering can mean many things, but surrendering to the will, to the presence, Dean, and the transforming of your mind, it's a different ballgame. It's up-leveling. It's about up-leveling our thought processes. So if you're one of those people who have been in the thought process that surrendering is a failure or a giving in, I want you to know today, surrendering is surrendering that whole thought process. It's letting go of the need to control, the need to manipulate, the need to make it your way. But it's about expansion, a growth. All right, I want to thank you today. No questions, no comments, concerns. As I remind you, August 6th is our sunrise service. August 5th is the prayer breakfast. If you live in Chicago, they're having a big home giveaway Saturday, 8755 South Troop, a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath, no mortgage, beautiful hardwood floors, 1.5 baths, beautiful backyard, brick bungalow. It's got somebody's name on it with the Love Journey, right? Good morning. All right, I thought you wanted to come in, King. Yes. I saw you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you. I just wanted to give thanks for this message this morning. It's interesting how that concept of surrender operates, because all things is God. And if we don't surrender all to God, then we're not surrendering. If we're holding anything back, we're not surrendering in the fullness that we ought to. And I look back on my life where my mom told me that the adversary watches you very carefully to see where he can influence and shift your life to make it the worst that it can be. And she said, you're a compassionate man. And she said, I can see that in you, but the devil sees that too. And he'll use your compassion against you. And you have to be mindful of that. And don't let the devil get the better of you because you think that you can. It's okay for you to put everybody else before yourself. And when you said that this morning, I reflected back on what Mother said, and I was like, wow, that is powerful, because some people feel that they are not a controlling spirit, or they don't have a controlling spirit, but everybody does. Mm-hmm. I remember the time when I was a paramedic, and the first assignment I got to myself as the lead paramedic on the medic unit was a full cardiac arrest of a very fat man. And I did not have myself prepared as I needed to for that experience. And I felt so inadequate because we had to bring all the equipment. They trained us to bring all the equipment inside. And then if you find a person in a full cardiac arrest, you start the IV, you put the monitor on them, you send the information to the hospital and get the information as to what drugs to push on the patient. But this man was so fat, once we had the opportunity to do that, we had to get him out of the house. But we couldn't carry him out of the house like we needed to. And he was, it was horrible because he was sliding out of our, it was in the summertime, he was sliding out of our hands as we were trying to get him down the steps. Every step we seemed to make, it was like he was just kind of, we just couldn't hold on to him. And we needed to call for help. We needed to call the suppression unit to give us a hand. And so we did, but we needed to get out of there at the same time. But what that taught me was never to get myself in a situation like that again. So I had to learn how to be in charge and to move things forward because I didn't allow myself initially to surrender to what God was telling me to do. And that was to make sure that I follow everything in an orderly sequence. So whatever you need to do, make sure that you observe that there's an orderly sequence to what you're doing. Otherwise, there'll be confusion in your life. So I say all that just to say how this message responded to my heart to bring me back to remembrance of how good God is and how he directs us to where we need to be. Because this is where I need to be, and with the love journey to get type of messages. And I thank God for allowing us to be as we are, allowing you to be a part of my life, which is so instrumental and powerful. And it's going to reveal itself, I'm sure. I thank you. I love you.
Love you too, King. That was a great analogy. Thank you so much to remind us to surrender. Remembering to surrender. That was a great start. Wow. All right, family. Let's check over here. No questions. All right, family, you quiet this morning. Thank you, King, for your comment. I appreciate you. And I want to thank each and every one of you for showing up. Just reminding you again, Sunday is our sunrise service. I can't believe it's August 1st. I keep saying we already in August. It seems like the sunrise get here so fast. Oh, wow. And I don't feel so nervous. Usually I'm nervous. You know, I have this little anxiety. But I got a piece this year. Just a piece that's so interesting. I'm so super excited. And I pray that you can attend. If you cannot attend, please send your love and your prayers. Oh, I'm looking forward to an amazing, riveting, powerful event that Sunday, August 6th, right here on 39th Street Beach in Chicago, Illinois. Don't forget to wear your white. And don't forget to bring you a chair. And I have some extra chairs for those who may be coming from out of town. Don't forget to check out Carla LaVoe Hawkins' breakfast on Saturday, her prayer breakfast to bring in her new business. Yes, yes, yes. That God has downloaded into our heart, family. Don't forget to check it out. And those who are in Chicago, and when we lead a prayer breakfast, you can come on over to the trolley and check out that new house they're going to be giving away, I'm sure. Can you imagine? God said in his word, I'll give you a house you didn't build. Land you didn't toil. I'll give you an oil rig you didn't dig in a vineyard that you didn't plant. So that must be my house I didn't build, y'all. 8755 South Troop. Y'all want to know my new address? All right, family. I'm just super excited about it. Don't forget to remind your friends and family to tune in to Thursday. Queen's Code. Part 3, relationship. And this week we're going to be talking about castration and emasculation. Ooh, that's some interesting stuff right there. That's that need to control. I think when we have castration and emasculation, that's another need to control, family. That must mean we need to surrender again, huh? Well, we're going to be talking about that on Thursday. The whole chapter 3, is about emasculation and castration. And we're going to be talking about how to give up the right to emasculate and castrate. And why do we do these things? All right. I'm looking forward to learning how to have better relationships
how to navigate through a relationship with love and forgiveness, joy and gratitude, and have fun in it. So, family, I just want to remind you again that your life is a gift. It's a gift from God. Truly is a gift. Sometimes we forget to recognize our life as a gift. But today, just for today, I want to remind you, there's no gift like the gift called you. And so as you move forward today, choose love. Love is really the only choice, right? I want you to know that, not just dream, but live. Family, live your God-sized dreams. It's an amazing experience when you begin to walk in your purpose. It's so beautiful. This is Angie Winans, the Lord's Prayer. I leave you with today. Have a blessed, love-filled, joy-filled day.
I know you know the story when the disciples asked the Lord how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sounded something like this. How should we pray? Here's what the Lord told us. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless your heart.